Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some companies are requiring potential and current employees to let them monitor their social media activity.
Politics.
Being true to our founding documents does not require us to agree on every contour of life.
Community issues.
Middle school in Atlanta. This is south of downtown. On arrival, officers discovered a student had been shot outside the building.
We cover the issues that affect you. Welcome to Atlanta Up Close on WAOK Atlanta, WVEE HD3, and WVEE Atlanta, WVEE HD1, The People Station, V103.
Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton. Thank you so much for joining us once again for our program. I have a number of guests with me today, and a very important issue, and we're talking about black business today. Obstacles facing black businesses, all of that. It's a topic that if you're driving around this morning, you're at home, cooking breakfast, cooking lunch, whatever you're doing, it is full of information that you need to know if you are a friend or involved in black business. Now, why don't I go ahead and tell you who we have with us today? Commissioner Natalie Hall, who, of course, is the District 4 Commissioner of Fulton County. She's joining us. We also have Harry Alford, who is the President and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. We have the co-founder organization, Kay DeBoe, who is co-founder of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, and a young lady who I see around town all the time, none other than Ronnie McBride. How are you doing, Ronnie?
I'm great. How are you doing, Maria?
I'm doing great. A great surprise to have you in here today. You are a member of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, as well as a publicist. And one of the items that we're talking about today is a conference that's about to happen in Atlanta. When, Ronnie?
It is July 24th through July 27th.
And what is it all about?
It is about sustaining business. We are bringing the National Black Chamber of Commerce to Atlanta. This is the host city for 2019. They're here out of Washington, D.C. They have a number of chapters, some that are located in the South. So we're so excited to have them here and to give us some business development, give us resources to pull from and learn from, and also to do some remarkable and great networking.
Everyone, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Ronnie McBride, young lady that I've gotten to know in the city. She is bringing into town the National Black Chamber of Commerce. We have the co-founders here, President and CEO Harry Alford and Kay DeBoe. First, Mr. Alford, what made you know that such an organization was necessary?
Well, I looked around and I got interested in economics. My background is with Procter & Gamble, Sara Lee Corporation, and Johnson & Johnson. Went to school at the University of Wisconsin, and I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit in me. And I was wondering, always confused as to why my people, African Americans, were on the last rung of the economic ladder, no matter what city, what state. You go around the world, it's the blacks who are on the last rung of the economic ladder. Colombia, Paris, France, anywhere. And the problem is, we cannot be as successful as the mainstream until we understand economics and master it.
And of course, Mr. Bo, you're a co-founder, and piggybacking off of what he has said, I mean, what else did you determine was the reason why you all needed to form this organization?
We weren't getting our fair share of contracts, and we wanted to level the playing field. And so Harry, who is my husband of 37 years, we decided to start in my kitchen the National Black Chamber of Commerce.
Where a lot of things are started.
That's right.
Everything from whiteout to your organization.
That's correct. And so we went out to make a change. We had a vision, and we just stuck together.
Everyone, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Kay DeBoe, along with her husband, Harry C. Alford. They are the co-founders of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. Also have with us today Ronnie McBride, who is a National Black Chamber of Commerce member and publicist. Now, Ronnie, tell everybody about your membership in the organization. You're an entrepreneur here in the city of Atlanta.
I am. Thank you. I have Hotlanta PR, which I started being an entrepreneur and owning Ooh La La Fashion Boutique in the city for a number of years. And one thing that I saw, there hasn't been a lot of just really good networking and really good platforms where small businesses can come together and sustain, keep our doors open, have resources that can help us maintain our businesses. So there's just a need for involvement in the chambers and participation amongst the small businesses in Atlanta to come together and to thrive.
And what are your hopes for this conference, Ronnie, when you bring everyone together? What is the goal? What do you hope everyone will learn?
I hope that everyone will learn that we need to keep evolving, we need to keep developing, and we need to keep knowing, I guess, the resources that are available to us in the city so that we can sustain and maintain. There's just a lot of businesses that I have seen that just cannot keep their doors open. I think that the chamber will help small businesses to come together and have the community to support us. I believe that their platform is about support, and their platform is about helping small businesses and entrepreneurs to have resources and to have a backbone, have someone to lean on to help you get through the good and the hard times, and to also be able to just develop your business more so that you can go on in the future and thrive.
National Black Chamber of Commerce in studio with us today. We have the president and CEO, Harry Alford, along with co-founder Kate Dubow. They founded it in their home, husband and wife team. Mr. Alford, why Atlanta? Why did you bring your convention here?
Well, we have familiarity with Atlanta, but this is going to be probably, I think, our fourth conference here. This is going to be our 27th conference, and we have fond memories of Atlanta. And if you're talking black business, you got to include Atlanta in the conversation.
And of course, everyone, as I said, we have Natalie Hall here, the commissioner for District 4 here in Fulton County with us today. How are you? And tell me about your partnership with these wonderful people.
Hello, Maria. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me on the show. I have partnered with the National Black Chamber of Commerce today because they are a dynamic organization that supports business. And as we all know, African-American businesses and entrepreneurs need our assistance in any way that we possibly can assist them. And the National Black Chamber of Commerce is doing that. We are actually hosting them at the Auburn Avenue Research Library. And that is phenomenal in itself because, as we all know, the Auburn Avenue corridor is the corridor where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. actually has a church. Ebenezer Baptist is right there, and the King Center. So the Auburn Avenue Research Library also houses the papers of Ambassador, UN Ambassador, and former mayor of Atlanta, Andrew Young.
Everyone, if you're just joining us, you've been listening to none other than District 4 Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall. She's here. She is working with the National Black Chamber of Commerce as they bring their convention to Atlanta beginning on July the 24th. Been talking to Harry Alford, who is president and CEO, and Kay Dubow, who is the co-founder. Want to ask you, Mr. Bo, you're in Atlanta, Black Mecca. I mean, I'm sure that you all are expecting to have a grandiose time here when it comes to education.
Right. And we have all these exciting panels planned. We're going to talk about business of fashion, business of film. We've got a group coming from Senegal that has handmade fashions for a fashion show. And we're going to talk about tech, AI and privacy. Privacy is a big issue with tech. And we're so pleased that we could have black caterers, and the evening receptions are being held at black-owned restaurants. So, yeah, Atlanta.
And when you talk about privacy and tech, what are some of the issues? There might be business owners who are out there right now not really knowing how important it is for them to attend your conference.
Right. So every time you log on, somebody's watching you. And you need to know, who is it? Google, Facebook. And even when you're not on their URLs, they're still watching you. They're watching what you purchase. They're watching the things that you mention in your emails so that then they can send you ads. So if you're pregnant and you're looking for diapers in your emails to your girlfriends, then they are going to send you ads that are related to what you're saying to your girlfriends.
Everyone, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Commissioner Natalie Hall along with the representatives with the National Black Chamber of Commerce. Of course, we have Ronnie McBride here with us today, too, who is a member and the publicist for the organization and a local business owner, Kay DeBow, co-founder, along with Harry Alford. Now, Ms. DeBow, if someone wants more information about the National Black Chamber of Commerce conference that's starting in Atlanta on July 24th, what should they do?
For more information, we invite everyone to come to our website, nationalbcc.org. And that is NATIONALBCC.org for lots of information.
Commissioner Natalie Hall, District 4 Commissioner, Fulton County. How long have you been serving the community?
I am newly elected as of last year. You know, I was the chief of staff to the former and late Fulton County Commissioner Joan Garner, and she passed away from cancer in 2017. And I ran in her election to continue her term. So I'm in the third year of her 4-year term.
Okay, how's it been going so far?
It's been going so great. I'm really enjoying serving the people and just continuing the plan that Commissioner Garner and I had actually created for this 4 years.
We've done previous shows with you, and I know that one of the things that is near and dear to your heart is employment of the residents of Fulton County.
Absolutely.
Of course. And so talk about more about why you're partnering with the National Black Chamber of Commerce in terms of bringing employment and helping businesses in your area?
Well, we most definitely need to continue to help people in the area of job training and employment, as well as entrepreneurial services. Fulton County actually has a small business division out of our Department of Community Development, and we also have WorkSource Fulton, which offers jobs and job training. So this partnership with the National Black Chamber of Commerce is very significant in continuing those efforts.
Yes, so, ma'am. Mr. Alford, you are the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we've been talking to Commissioner Natalie Hall about employment and things of that nature. What do you find are some of the biggest obstacles that are facing black businesses today?
Well, access to capital, for one. But more important, I think, is unity. When we started in Case Kitchen, the Census Bureau said there were 300,000 black-owned businesses in the United States. Today, we're clocking past 2.4 million. But we're not talking to one another. We can be a very strong force. And that's one of the key components of the daily activities of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, is communication, unity, and strategy.
And how can we start that communication?
I have a great conference here in Atlanta, 2019.
And all they have to do, Kay, is go to where?
NationalBCC.org, NATIONALBCC.org.
It's the National Black Chamber of Commerce holding its convention. And what number is this?
27th.
27th.
There's going to be a strong international component. We've got 20 people coming from Colombia, which is 40% black. We have the vice president of Costa Rica, a vibrant sister. She's coming and running for re-election. We have 22 chapters out of the Caribbean, 34 chapters in Africa. We have 140 chapters in the United States. We have an outreach to 95,000 businesses at least.
And that international component, why is it important for everyone to come
together?
It's
a small world. And when you look at 300 million, 30 million, 34 million blacks in America, let's look at 2 billion blacks in the world.
Commissioner Natalie Hall, you're here. It's going to be held in your district.
Yes, ma'am.
At the Research Library.
Yes, at the Auburn Avenue Research Library right here in downtown Atlanta.
If you were to share with everyone, black business owners and others who are listening, how important it is to come together, as Mr. Alford said, to communicate, to share what you know and what, you know, with those who might not be so fortunate to know everything about being in business, what would you say?
I would say that the National Black Chamber of Commerce is one of the primary organizations that are dedicated to economic empowerment and sustaining African-American communities through entrepreneurship and capitalistic activity within the U.S. And this partnership with Fulton County just shows their dedication to getting down to into the communities and touching those businesses that need these services and these connections.
So, Mr. Bowe and Mr. Alford, you all were talking about some of the sessions that you're going to have. Along with the tech factor and all of that, Kay, what else are you all doing?
We're doing education and workforce development. That's it's just critical because things are changing, and we're learning differently. We have, you know, we're not just in classrooms anymore. We're online learning. And we don't have the skills. Our young people do not have the skills that are needed to go forward. The tech skills in particular, the STEM, S-T-E-M skills also in particular. And we're also going to talk about cybersecurity with the Federal Trade Commission. And we've got just so many educational panels that we would love for you to experience. And you can go to nationalbcc.org, NATIONALBCC.org to get the full details.
You talk about tech and all of that in terms of some of the sessions that you're going to have, Ms. DeBow. What else can people look forward to?
Well, we've got 64 speakers at least, and we're going to talk about regulations and their effect on your business and which regulations are good and which ones are not so good. And we have a CEO roundtable plan with CEOs from several major companies discussing best practices, and also Ashley Bell from the SBA will be there speaking on that panel. And we've got one of the panels that I'm really excited about is Empowering Women, talking about inclusion is paramount. And we've got eight just dynamite women talking about how they made it, what some of their tips are, and some of the pitfalls. So we're really looking forward to that. And I may have mentioned the entertainment panel and the fashion masterclass, and that's just on Thursday. On Friday, we're going to come back and do it again with a lot more panels, and you can go to nationalbcc.org and see those panels.
Now, when you say fashion master panel, you know, Atlanta, not only is it like a movie mecca now, in the fashion industry, it's a big deal here. And of course, Ronnie can attest to that being in the fashion industry. What are some of the obstacles that you face being in the fashion industry here in Atlanta that you think that being at this conference will help you learn more to help you do better in the long run?
I believe that I know what has been a challenge in my business has probably been, while Atlanta is advancing, regentrification, while good, it has caused such an increase in rent. The affordability to hold on and to have your storefront to maintain, you have to have the support of the community. Not only the support of the community, but there has to be some kind of rent control so that local businesses and small businesses don't fall short, and we can't keep our doors open and we can't maintain and have all of the equity that we need to keep our businesses going.
And Harry Alford, who is president and CEO of the Black Chamber of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, you heard the concerns of Ronnie talking about regentrification, rents, and things of that nature. What is it that your organization is doing to address all of her concerns?
Well, there's no city more gentrified than Washington, D.C.
Okay.
When Kay and I moved to Washington, D.C. in 1993, D.C. was 85% black. Today, D.C. is 44% black. Blacks have been pushed out into Prince George's County in Maryland. The rents have gone. You take Howard University. Howard University, the neighborhood is 85% white. It is a growing tide that we have to deal with unless it's going to take us in and destroy us. So we have to address gentrification. And we got to talk truth to power, to the people in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill, to the bankers, to everyone else who got their little puppets moving around in our communities trying to manipulate us.
Now, we see that everyone else has lobbyists. You have your own, too?
Well, we can't lobby as a 501c3, but we can advocate, which is a little bit different than lobbying, but we do a lot of that. Okay. I'm on Capitol Hill four times a week.
Y'all, he is Harry Alford, who is president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. He, along with Kay DeBoe, the co-founders of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, they're here as the organization holds its, what number, 27th?
27th.
Wow, long time. 27th
yeah.
annual conference right here in Atlanta starting on July the 24th. Mr. Alford, among all the cities, what areas would you say are the best when it comes to the development of black businesses?
Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, D.C., Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Anything east of the Mississippi or near the Mississippi River, development grows strong for the black community.
What makes us so great?
You go out west, and I'm a native Californian, and it's weak as all get out. If we held a conference in Los Angeles, we'd be fighting and struggling to get 100 people to come to it. People, they're on the freeway all day, or they're individuals. But when you come east of the Mississippi, it gets more tribal, and there's more unity in the black communities. That's why about 60% of all black chambers in the United States are east of the Mississippi. We have 23 chambers in the state of Illinois alone.
And what do you hope you do for black businesses overall? What is your hope?
Unify them. Have an agenda moving forward that's going to save our children and keep our culture and our heritage on the right track.
Kay DeBoe, co-founder, your life partner. Kay, again.
My baby's mama.
So, Kay, again, if folks want more information about the conference, what should they do?
They should go to nationalbcc.org, nationalbcc.org.
Everyone, thank you for listening. We're talking about the upcoming conference for the National Black Chamber of Commerce. We have Ronnie McBride here, who is a local business owner with Halt Atlanta PR and, of course, has her own fashion boutique as well.
Yes, Ooh La La Fashion Boutique, right in Candler Park.
Commissioner Natalie Hall, we have you in here. You come in here and you talk about the work that you're doing in the community to help with employment, to help with businesses and things of that nature. You've got the National Black Chamber of Commerce coming into town on the 24th. They're going to be at the Auburn Avenue Research Library on African American Culture and History. And there's so much other work that you do in your district as well. Empowering young men to excel. I know that's something we've talked to you about.
Absolutely. Empowering Young Men to Excel was a youth conference that I held at the Loudermilk Center earlier this year to engage young men who are from Atlanta Public School High Schools and Fulton County High Schools. The conference turned out to be an outstanding success because what we found is there are many young African American males who don't have that male figure in their life. A lot of them don't know who their fathers are, and if they do, the fathers are not engaged. And so there were a lot of things that we needed to address with them. They asked questions from how do you deal with having animosity and anger towards the parent that is not there and helping you. They asked questions about just going out into the world and being able to speak with people and engage and be successful, find jobs and employment. And we did a lot of workshops and panel discussions with them, and they were really engaged.
And we want to tell the folks that with everything that you're going to tell us about, if they want more information, they can just contact your office, right?
Absolutely. They can call my office at 404-612-8226, or they can email me at natalie.hall@fultoncountyga.gov. That's natalie.hall@fultoncountyga.gov.
And when we talk about the National Black Chamber of Commerce, you also do something that's called CEOs of Tomorrow. Now, what's that?
Yes, CEOs of Tomorrow is another youth conference, and I try to invest in the youth. We know as elected officials they don't vote, but to me that doesn't matter. We need to invest in our youth because they are our future leaders. And so CEO stands for Careers, Entrepreneurships, and Opportunities. And this is a conference where we actually bring in entrepreneurs, leaders, CEOs of companies, elected officials from all walks of life, film, entertainment, fashion, music, IT, and they actually talk to these youth. We do a panel. We do several workshops, and it's designed to help the youth to talk, think, and take action to overcome challenges and socioeconomic barriers they face in their lives today. The upcoming upcoming conference is going to be held on Friday, October 25th at the Loudermilk Center from 8:30 to 2:30. And we're looking forward to having about 300 of our Atlanta Public School and Fulton County School high school students there.
And Mr. Alford, President and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, you heard Commissioner Hall talking about CEOs of tomorrow. How important is it to get them while they're young?
It's our future. And if we don't get them while they're young, we're going to lose them completely. So Kay and I have been all over our two sons, our twin boys. I'm very proud to say that they're entrepreneurs, pretty successful already. They both had their MBAs, one from Johns Hopkins University, the other from Babson College. And they're black and proud, and they make us happy.
Okay, we're talking about the National Black Chamber of Commerce. The conference is coming up this week, everyone, July 24th. It's being held in Commissioner Natalie Hall's district at the Auburn Avenue Research Library on African American Culture and History. So, Commissioner, you're going to be there.
Absolutely. I'm going to be there, as well as I will have a table set up with information for the participants. And I am participating on a panel. And that panel discussion will address how today's students will prepare for tomorrow's economy.
So, Commissioner Hall, you're going to be there. You're going to have a table. You're going to participate in a panel. What is it that you don't do? I know you've got some other things going on, like the Senior Beltline tours as well.
Yes, my Senior Beltline tour is coming up. I have two more left this year, September 20th and December 20th. To register for September 20th, you can register starting August 23rd by going to the District 4 website at Fulton County. GA4.com/SeniorBeltline.
So, Kay DeBow, we're going to give you the last word in this whole thing. We've got the National Black Chamber of Commerce in Atlanta starting on July 24th, and you're going until when?
Until the 27th.
Okay.
But on Friday, July 26th, we have a film premiere. It's called Revival. It's a gospel musical, mm-hmm. and it's starring Harry Lennox, and we expect him to be in town for that. That's almost our grand ending for the event.
So can anybody come?
Anybody can come. Just go to nationalbcc.org, NATIONALBCC.ORG.
And why is it so important?
Because we're making connections, because we're networking, and that because we're uniting. And that's why black businesses have to come together. And you're going to make some contacts, and you might meet some investors.
All righty. National Black Chamber of Commerce, Kay DeBow, Harry Alford, Ronnie McBride, and of course, Commissioner Natalie Hall, to each and every one of you, I say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Atlanta Up Close. I'm Maria Boynton. When we return, when we talk about infertility among African Americans, how prevalent is that?
It has actually been found that African Americans have a higher rate than most races. They have, unfortunately, it is not well appreciated and not discussed that much because it is not known to most of the doctors who take care of the patients.
All that and more on the way on Atlanta Up Close. Stay with us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.